Maya Angelou joins us tonight by phone. Hailed as a Renaissance woman, she is a poet, writer, performer, teacher, and director, along with her best-selling autobiographies, including I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. She's written 5 collections of poetry, 2 cookbooks, and a number of essays. She's the recipient of the Presidential Medal of Arts, has won 3 Grammy Awards, and holds 50 honorary degrees. She's currently Professor of American Studies at Wake Forest University. Tonight, we're going to talk about her book, His Day Is Done, a Nelson Mandela tribute. Dr. Maya Angelou, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Along with your poetic tribute to Nelson Mandela, His Day Is Done includes photographs of him. And early in your poem, you compare him to David fighting the Goliath of apartheid. And those early photographs, it seems to me, we really see the fighter in his countenance. But at a certain time, there's a transformation in him. We see this remarkable beneficence that just emanates from him. I know you've come through major challenges in your life, and you knew Nelson Mandela over a period of years. What do you think brought about this transformation, and what sustained it?
I do know that he was sustained by the love of his people, and also by the love of people. He was a strange, almost a contradictory man. I met him in Egypt. I was living in Egypt. I was married to a South African freedom fighter. My husband was a PAC person, Pan-African Congress. And, of course, Mr. Mandela was the founder of the ANC, the African National Congress. They were rivals. And so the rivals, we were all in Egypt together. That is the PAC people and the ANC people, and they often shouted. In fact, they shouted more than just they spoke normally, and they were after the same thing, the riddance of apartheid, but they were rivals, and so in living rooms and in bars and in the street, they shouted at each other. And then Mr. Mandela came, and he never shouted. He never raised his voice, whether speaking to his people or to his rivals. I was amazed at that. I was also amazed at the fact that he took time with people, with my gardener or with my housekeeper. He'd say, those are very comfortable-looking shoes. Where did you get those? Are those made here in Egypt? He had time for everybody. So because of that, I think he showed that he cared about people, whether they were white or black, Afrikaners, or Boer, or Xhosa, or Zulu. He really cared for people. And I don't know how much that had to do with how much he was loved, but he was loved greatly. And it's interesting that the American State Department asked me to write this tribute over a year ago when he was first very sick. They said they didn't know if this is going to be his last sickness, but in any case, would I not mention that I'd been asked to write a tribute, and would I keep it quiet until at least 48 hours after he was dead? And I said I would. So I wrote it and put it into my desk. When President Mandela did die, the officials from the State Department called me and asked me to wait at least for 48 hours, and I said yes. And they said they were going to send the tribute around the world to the embassies and foreign policy places around the world. They called me the next day and said that the poem had been translated into 15 languages in 24 hours.
Wonderful.
Well, that tells me that people in the Ukraine, people in Sri Lanka, in China, really loved the man. He was an inspiration to everybody.
Because this would be a personal relationship to you as well as a public one, how difficult is it to write on demand, so to speak, about a loss or an expected loss?
Miss Barbara, it was so difficult because I did love him. I respected him. I knew how important he was to us all. And he was still alive. But I also knew that his day would be done, that each of us has a day when the work we've come here to do will be done, and we will go to the next level, whatever that is. So I didn't calm myself so much as I made it possible. I kept myself able to write the poem. There was sadness and there was gladness because he was that good. He was that inspiring.
Near the end of your poetic tribute, you've written a very moving pledge. And one line of that pledge is, "We will not dishonor you." I really would love to hear from you how you envision us honoring this extraordinary man and keeping that pledge to him.
I think that if we ridicule another human being, if we debase another human being because of his or her race, his or her color, his or her hair, or because he may be physically challenged or poor, anything. If we dishonor another human being, it is dishonoring Nelson Mandela. It would never occur to him to dishonor. I saw it with my own eyes, not once but many times. I saw his respect for other human beings. And I think if we dishonor, if we show a lack of respect for anyone else, we are saying he didn't teach us anything.
I would very much like for you to read the end of His Day Is Done. These are the last two stanzas. Would you close our visit tonight?
Yes, I will. And I thank you for asking me to do this. And thank you for talking to me. We will not forget you. We will not dishonor you. We will remember and be glad that you lived among us, that you taught us, and that you loved us all.
Dr. Maya Angelou, I have to say, hearing your voice always feels like a blessing. And I thank you for His Day Is Done, written on all our behalf. Thank you for visiting with us tonight.
I thank you very much, Ms. Barbara.
I've been talking with Maya Angelou about her book, His Day Is Done, A Nelson Mandela Tribute. You'll find more information at wvxu.org or around Cincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.